Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, welcome to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, and I'm thrilled to have as my guest today, Hoa Lay, from talking to us from the UK. Hi, Hoa.
Hello.
Hello. This is so exciting. Hoa is a Vietnamese who is visiting in the UK, and she is responsible for having Outsmarting Autism translated into Vietnamese. And I couldn't be more excited, Hoa. It just is a two-volume, beautiful set. And we're going to hear the story of how this happened. So you are in Vietnam part-time and in the UK part-time, right?
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Yep, and you're a psychologist by training?
I got a psychology degree.
Good. So Hoa contacted me out of the blue, I guess it was about 2 years ago, and said, I love your book, and I've been translating parts of it for some of my clients, and I want permission to translate the book. And I have a publisher, and I nearly fell out of my chair. It was so amazing. And then we talked on Zoom, right, Hoa?
Yes, that's true. That was actually 2.5 years ago.
It was that long ago. Wow. Yeah. 2.5 years ago. So how did you find Outsmarting Autism in the first place?
Okay, so I think it's August 2022, about that time. I was following Dr. Scarron, Jared Scarron, on biomedical intervention for autistic children. And I listened to one of your podcasts where you interview him. And then in that interview, he mentioned your book, Outsmarting Autism. And immediately after that podcast, I bought the book from Amazon.
Wow.
And, you know, as I read it, it looked a bit, you know, because it's big and thick, and you look at it and you thought, oh, this is going to be, you know. But as I read it, I was just so amazed by the content. And it was exactly what I look for autistic children with a comprehensive, you know, intervention plan. And, you know, and I thought, okay, at that time I didn't really think about translating the whole book because it's kind of a big job. But I started to take a part of it, translated it as a small post and put it on my Facebook because I have about 5,000 followers and they all, you know, involved with autism. And I think that there must be information that they are interested in. And about a few months later, I came back to Vietnam with the book, and I gave it to my staff, my team to look at. And one of my team said, "Oh, we need to translate this book," you know. And then the idea just came like that. And then I wrote to you, you know. I found an email and emailed you, and then all happened. And I'm so happy now, you know. They are out and they're really well received by the Vietnamese community.
I'm so glad to hear that. So it was Dr. Jared Scowen who introduced the two of us. And if you haven't listened, anybody who's in on this podcast hasn't listened to my interview with him, he talks about some of the aspects of the book and what he does as a functional medicine doctor.
Yeah.
So let's go back a little bit. Because I love your story. How you got involved in a more treat root causes approach to autism. You weren't originally trained like that, right?
You know, I was a BCIBA. I was trained as a behavior analyst, and I got certification in 2016. So my first training after my psychology degree was ABA. But I did ABA for years, and I really didn't find the way to connect with these children. I don't think it's, you know, it really helped by using real.
So, Hoa, you said you were using ABA, and like a lot of people with ABA, you were dissatisfied, and everybody who knows me knows I'm not a big ABA fan, because it treats behavior without understanding the root causes. So was that your experience?
Exactly that.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering, you know, there must be something better than this. You know, why are the children doing those behaviors? There must be reason for it. And
right.
Your book is an excellent source for all that.
Yep. So at this time, had you already opened your center?
No, and then after about 7 years of doing ABA and got 35, I realized I don't want to do ABA anymore. And then so I went to America, actually. I went to learn about the Sunrise program.
Oh, good, the Sunrise.
Yeah. And then I came back, and then I opened Vancouver Zoo, my center, using Play Therapy based on Sunrise.
Okay.
But, you know, even that, you know, after a while, there's still things that it doesn't address very well. Just
right.
Play therapy and, you know, and how you connect and how you join and stuff like that. So I look into, you know, sensory processing disorder. I look into biomedical intervention a little bit. And then that's where I found Dr. Jared Scowen. And then I found you. And,
fantastic.
You know, your book is my solution to everything.
Oh, thank you, thank you. So, first we had Dr. Scowen, and I have an interview with him. And then when you went to Sunrise, I also have an interview with Ron Kaufman.
Wow.
If people haven't listened to that, I strongly suggest you listen to that, because he is the son, S-O-N, of Sunrise. And he's now, I don't know, he's almost 50 maybe. He's in his 40s. And he is the Sunrise Miracle.
Yes.
Yep. So Sunrise teaches parents how to have a positive attitude. And,
exactly.
And that's sort of where you picked up on it, wasn't it? Where when parents change, then their kids change.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So explain that a little more. How do you capitalize on that?
So I learned about Sunrise, and I came home. I translated everything into Vietnamese. I made it to something called Play Therapy Training for Parents. And I make all the parents learning about the attitude towards the autistic children, about their you know, understanding of autism better, that all their behavior has some meaning, except especially, you know, those repetitive, you know, stereotype behavior.
Right.
And also they have problem with sensory overload, and teach them how to join, teach them how to use a lot of energy, excitement, enthusiasm in their play with the children. Yeah, basically what Sunrise taught me. But along with that, I realized you know, there's a lot of problem with the body of a children. Then, of course, later through your book, I found toxin, all sorts of stuff. So, as you said, it's not straightforward. It's the whole journey of, you know, helping a child with autism.
So you started right away translating the book piece by piece, chapter by chapter for your clients, who your families, right?
I actually have a team who all, you know, can translate. So they I divided the book into four parts, and each of them was in charge of translating one part. And then I basically went through everything, basically kind of editing before I give it to the company who work with the publisher. Yeah. It took
us
9 months. Yeah.
9 months, wow.
I know, I'm sorry. It was because we were working.
It took a long time. And so when did you open your center?
My center was open on the 1st of February 2018 when I was still living in Vietnam full time.
Uh-huh. And you call it a circus.
I know, because we had so much fun in the playroom. And we were kind of very, you know, take it kind of light and then call it circus for sake of fun. But then later when we had to set up the company, we thought, okay, because we've been calling it circus for so long, we have to just use that number, our name. And actually all my staff, all my team, they just laugh the name because they think that expressed exactly our, you know, spirit.
That's great. And do you use a circus theme in playing with the children, like animals and acrobatics?
Not really, but we do
not
a lot
really.
Of sensory stuff. We do a lot of sensory stuff. We do lots of, you know, we have a kind of a playroom, movement room where, you know, we have all these monkey bar and balls and stuff like that. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, you do some kind of circus stuff anyway in your play.
Right.
Sunrise play is very creative play.
Do you have occupational therapists?
I used to work with one to have all my students diagnosed and have a plan for them. I did lots of courses on sensory processing myself, and my staff did as well. So we later could just design the game ourselves to work with the children. And some family, they do work separately with OT in Vietnam themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you have a number of playrooms. What, you have 5 or 6 playrooms?
Yeah, we have 6 playrooms, yeah.
And are they for different purposes?
No, it's because sometimes we have, you know, we have like 6 kids coming at the same time, so we can really cater for that, yeah.
What age children do you have?
Sorry, can you say it again?
What ages?
It varies, you know. Sometimes, at some point we had kids like 20. At some point we had, you know, teenagers kids, but it ranged from like 16 months.
And now is it an all-day program or it's like an after-school program?
It depends. We have also full-time kids, but most of our kids is doing, it's because the program is for the parents. So the parents are bringing kids to the center. The kids go to the playroom and then the parents stay outside and work with our advisors to learn how we play with the kids so they can do it at home. So our standard program is they bring the kids for 4 hours a week, and then we work closely with the parents to make sure that they do that at home.
Isn't that great? And so
it's a good way, yeah.
It really is a parent training program rather than a strictly a therapeutic program for the kids.
Exactly. Yeah, when you think about all your detoxification and, you know, diet, who can do that except the parents?
Right. Right. Yeah. So do you do cooking classes?
We don't, but we provide them with recipes. You know, some of it from your book, from some, you know, recommendation from your, you know, diet that's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually have in mind some kind of a cookbook, you know, for Vietnam, but, you know, I don't have time for it yet. Maybe later.
The nutritionist Julie Matthews has a brand new book that I can send you the link to on a nutritional approach to autism. The book just came out this week, and she is considered one of the gurus of autism nutrition, and her book has a lot of good recipes in it. Maybe that'll be the next one you'll translate.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have one of her books called Nourishing Hope.
Yep, Nourishing Hope. That's Julie Matthews. Yep.
Yeah,
and her new book is all the different diets and why they work, and she has a lot of good recipes.
Okay.
Do you find that your kids are picky eaters like the kids in the U.S.?
Oh, my God, they're so picky.
All they want is noodles, huh?
Right. And, you know, when we do the intolerant test, 99% of them are intolerant to rice.
To rice?
Yes. It's kind of surprising, but not surprising anymore now.
Right.
They're all intolerant to rice.
Wow. And so it's not wheat noodles. It's rice noodles.
It's rice noodles for Vietnam, because we eat rice all our life.
Right. So they've just had an overdose of it, I guess. They've developed a intolerance for it.
Probably, yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of very sad when you need to tell the parents to give up rice for a while.
Wow.
But, you know, they're getting there. Some of them are doing quite well.
Good. And so you have the sensory component and the nutrition component, and helping them understand that the behaviors have meaning, right?
Yes, exactly that, yeah.
Yeah.
All behavior. Yeah.
So those were two big chapters in Outsmarting Autism. What other chapters did you find were really helpful for them?
You know, what I found very, very exciting and helpful is the vision. Because I never thought about it before.
The what?
And your chapter, the vision. The eyes therapy.
Oh, the vision, yeah.
Yeah, it's just so useful. And then as soon as I read that, I realize, oh, my kids have eyes problems. It's funny. They all have some kind of a, you know, vision problem.
Yep, they do.
And also the dental, also kind of something new to us. And there's a lot. I mean, everything in that book is just so comprehensive, I think. It's amazing. I can't thank you enough for writing that book. I think that's and it's amazing now some of the parents kind of, after we're selling this book, we now have been five, every 2 weeks, we have a live Facebook live to help the parents who bought the book to understand the thing in the book.
Uh-huh.
So we go online and we read part of the book and we answer their questions.
Oh, wonderful.
I know that I think that would make them feel much more confident, you know, reading the book and reading it.
So you've started doing that or not yet?
Already. We already did our first section on Sunday, I think the 16th
uh-huh.
of March. So one coming this Sunday, I think, yeah.
And so is it like a webinar?
It's like a Zoom call, Zoom.
Did the parents pay for it?
No, no, we do it for free. And our team, will go on that and read some part of it and then answer any question they got. I will come up on it sometime, but not yet because I was traveling.
And the first one was on what subject?
The first one, I think they were on the total load, I think.
On total load.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm writing a new book on the total load theory.
Yeah.
That's going to be the title of the new book. Instead of Outsmarting Autism, it's going to be on total load theory. We can talk a little bit more about that, but now we need to take a break. You're listening to the Autism Detectives. My guest today is speaking to us from the UK. Her name is Hoa, and she is Vietnamese and responsible for the translation of Outsmarting Autism into its first foreign language edition into Vietnamese. Stay tuned. We'll be right back and talk some more about this new Vietnamese version.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. I'm talking to Hoa in the UK, and she is responsible for translating Outsmarting Autism into Vietnamese, and it just came out in two volumes. Hoa, can people order that from you or from the publisher?
Yes, in Vietnam, people can order online everywhere, really. And we also have, I think we got about 200 sets for sale, and we sold most of them already. We actually working with our ex-staff who moved to America, and for that we would like to be able to sell to the Vietnamese people in America through her.
So if someone wants one, what should they do? Can they go to a website or email somebody?
Yes, so soon we will try to put that on our website.
So you'll give that to me and I can share it with people?
I can give it to you, yeah. And actually that lady who is our ex-staff, she sent the book to you from her house.
Is she in New York?
CZ New York, I think, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, Rochester, yeah.
So we can talk about how people can do that, but if you have someone who speaks Vietnamese and reads Vietnamese and would like this version of the book, please let me know at developdelay@gmail.com, and I can arrange with Hoa to get the book to you. How much does it sell for, American?
I need to check. I'm sorry, I can't tell the price for now because
okay.
I think they need to work out the shipping cost.
Okay. Yeah,
in domestically, yeah.
But we want people in America to be able to get it.
Yes.
A lot of Vietnamese in America people know from their nail salons. We all have Vietnamese manicures and pedicures. A lot of people have said to me, take it to the nail salons. But I'm sure that there's more people than that.
That's true. You know, in the UK, exactly the same. They're all Vietnamese doing nail bar.
Wow. So you were talking about your online situation and that you run these programs where you read the book and then discuss a component of it. How would people, if somebody wants to listen in on that, how would they do that?
We have the fan page called Understanding and Loving Autistic Children with Autism and ADHD, which has about 8,000 members.
Wow.
And, you know, all those kind of information about those sections are on that fan page and on our main page called Gánh Xiếc Nhà Dù as well. Actually, I could do it on my Facebook as well. And maybe if you would like, I could invite you or send you the link.
Good.
Somehow to before the section. And then you could, you know, say it with people.
Oh, that would be great.
That, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will
and
try
how
that.
Long
yeah.
are those sessions?
It's normally 1 to 1.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
It depends on the question. If they have more questions, we stay.
But it's not, there's no charge for it.
No, no charge for it. It's free. And we really use the profit that we made from selling the book for those sections, really.
Oh, that's great. So you talk about, you said the first session was on total load theory, and I want as many people to know what that is as possible, because that's the title of my next book, which will be my fourth book. And
wow.
I think you'll be surprised. There's so much new information out there
I'm
now.
I'm going to buy it immediately. When
I know. And especially what's going on with some of these spellers and the letter boards.
Ooh.
And Outsmarting Autism didn't have anything about the spellers. It came out in 2018, and we didn't have a lot of information then, so it wasn't included. But I wrote a section for you to include in the Vietnamese version. I hope that got in.
Oh.
Well, if it didn't, we'll make sure that it's in Total Load. It should be in the Total Load book in English because the spellers is one of the most exciting new things that's happening.
I bought a book, Speller, to read.
Yeah, it's one of the most just exciting for some of these nonverbal autistics, non-speaking.
Yes.
We don't want to call them nonverbal, non-speaking. They are able to communicate with the letter boards.
I know, amazing. I know.
It is amazing. Do you have some older students who, like over 6 or 8, who could use that?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. They have so much potential, yeah, like we never knew about.
Exactly. So the motto for this group is assume competence. And we have dumbed these kids down for so many years.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's embarrassing how we really didn't realize how competent they were.
You are so right. You know, it's just thinking about what I did with the repetitive behavior when I did when I was using ABA, and now I'm feeling so embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, put your hand down.
Yep. I think the truth about ABA is coming out. I mean, so many people are disgusted with how long it takes and how much money was spent on ABA, but still we've got the problem that many of the schools, that's all that they will do. They won't do any of the sensory motor, and they certainly can't do the nutritional aspects that you're able to do in your program.
Yeah, I know. Even in Vietnam, you know, the mainstream places where they don't want to hear about biomedical or anything.
Why would you say?
Because, you know, they don't believe it. I mean, I tried to talk to a very prestigious Vietnam.
Go on.
And he just refused. He said, it's not going to work. And so, I have nothing to say to it.
Right. Well, we need to take another break, huh? And when we come back, I'd love to talk about how parents change, what kind of changes you see, and how their attitude affects their children's progress.
Okay.
You're listening to the Autism Detectives. My guest from Vietnam, Hoa, is telling us how she just translated outsmarting autism. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. This is so exciting, Hoa, to be talking to you across the ocean a million miles away. And when I got those books in the mail, I was so excited. You know, and as you recognized, it was my birthday. They were such a wonderful birthday present. I had a great birthday this year. And I'm now going into my 80th year. And I love to say I'm almost 80. This was my 79th birthday.
Wow.
And so that was just a terrific birthday present to receive a box of 2 volumes of Outsmarting Autism in Vietnamese, which I can't read at all. What is the Vietnamese word for autism?
It's Tukki.
Tukki. Yeah, that's what I guess. T-U-K-Y, sort of like that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's on the cover. And your publisher did such a beautiful job with the covers.
Yes, I think so.
The colors are beautiful, and you used a headshot like the one on Outsmarting Autism with all the icons in the brain showing what was going on there. It was really fun to get the books.
Thank you. You know, one of our staff actually found out about your birthday, so we tried really to get it. Then your birthday is the same as my brother's birthday, actually.
No kidding.
March. I know.
Oh, wow. Well, it came on my birthday, so I was just thrilled. So let's talk about the parents. You know, I saw on your website you say when parents change, children's change. Now, how do you do that without blaming the parents, without making them feel guilty?
Yeah, you know, actually from the Sunrise program, the one thing I learned which I found very useful is we all do the best we can.
Right.
You know, because if we know something better, we do it.
Exactly.
Because the parents are the same. You know, they've been doing the best they could. And with whatever they knew about, you know, disorder, about their children. So we, you know, you can't really blame them. What you try to do with them is to help them to understand their children better, so they can address them better. They approach them better.
Right.
And you know, everything is about environment, isn't it? You know, when the child, well, the behavior that child expressing is because they are imposed on some kind of unwanted situation, because they are forced. Because they are not understood. There's a lot of things that, besides that, the reason of the children's behavior is because of the environment not suitable to their sensory needs, to their, you know, challenges, to their way of communicating. And so when we change the environment around the child, which includes, and the main thing is that parents, the child will change and the behavior will change. And we saw that very clearly through our cases at Thanksgiving.
And isn't that
great? Course, you know, when the parents understand their behavior better, they will see the reason for the behavior.
Right.
The children don't purposely, you know, make them angry. Then, you know, they change. And they said to us after a few weeks of working with us, they said, oh my God, I feel so guilty now that, you know, I treated my children so wrongly.
Right. Wow. You know, Jean Ayers was an occupational therapist who I followed when she was alive, and she always said that every behavior is an adaptive response. And I really like that, to tell parents that when a child puts his hand over his ears, there's a reason for that. And
exactly. Yeah.
When he's flapping his hands, why is he doing that? And we have to be autism detectives and figure that out. And if we can take away that stimulus, then we can extinguish the behavior.
Yes.
And you teach that to parents. And you find that the parents understand that when you show that to them? Oops, did we lose her again?
Hello?
Yep, you're here.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Good. So, did you...
Yeah.
Go on.
You know, not all the parents will, you know, understand immediately or accept what is.
Here, okay. Hoa, keep talking.
Yeah, so we found that, you know, not all the parents will do what we want them to do. But some are, and, you know, that's how I think about how it goes. It all kind of...
Right.
Can't
some get it and some
there.
Don't.
Yeah, exactly. Some get it, some don't.
And some get it quickly, and some have to... And some have to see it over and over and over again.
Yes, no, that's true. And I think it's probably true everywhere.
You know, it's the same with food. You know, when you eat rice noodles, if you're allergic to them and you get a tummy ache, and then you think, well, you know, it was just a bad day. And then it happens over and over again, you might all finally say, you know, maybe I shouldn't eat rice noodles.
Yeah, you need your lesson learned properly, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. So, you say you have a staff. Are these teachers or therapists? Who works with the children and the families?
Yeah, I call them advisors because they work with the parents and they work with the children, you know, how to change their attitude towards the children. So, yes, so every case of our center, we have one advisor working with them.
So it's always one-on-one?
Yes, in our center, it's only one-on-one, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I think we're going to take another break. And we can see what we want to talk to about. Maybe somebody could use your center, maybe they could come visit and use your center as a prototype for establishing a similar center somewhere else. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detectives. We've been talking to Hoa Le in the UK about the Vietnamese version of outsmarting autism. I'm so excited, Hoa. Just, you've worked so hard. And wasn't it a parent whose publishing company was able to do this? Remind me, how did this happen with that?
Oh, Miss Ha.
Yeah, and who was that a parent of a child?
She's a parent of a 12-year-old autistic child. And she went through all sorts of, you know, program, intervention, everything. Until, you know, one day she found me on Facebook, and then she started telling me that she'd been translating lots of books about autism.
Oh.
And at that time, you know, it's just kind of a coincidence. At that time, we wanted to translate to your book. So she said, okay, I'm going to help you. And so all we did at Gangsiak is to just translate, and then she did the rest of of the work, working with the publisher, you know, doing the cover, and actually she did lots of editing as well, after my editing, because her English is great. But the special thing about this is, as soon as she started having the book, she implemented everything you said in the book.
Oh, wow. With her child. Isn't that interesting?
She changed totally her lifestyle. She grow her own vegetables. She made her own, natural antibiotic. Detox juice. Everything. And it's really, she became a totally different person after a year I met her. And her child really transformed in so many ways. And she's so happy.
Isn't that great?
I know.
Well, I'm just thrilled. And, you know, each chapter in the book, I love it that you're doing webinars on the different chapters.
We did, yes, yes.
And so parents can ask questions and go deeper into the material. In the new book, I have been lucky to have read a book called A Sensitive Patient's Healing Guide by Neil Nathan, Dr. Neil Nathan.
Oh.
And he's not an autism expert. He works with chronically sick adults. And
right.
he really guided me on two aspects which we know about in autism, but my book didn't really focus on so much, and that's
right.
mold and Lyme disease.
Oh,
and
my
so
has mold problem. Yeah.
Yeah, in the new book, I do a lot about mold, and I'm wondering if that is an issue in Vietnam at all. Are you seeing that?
That's a huge issue in Vietnam. You know, Vietnam, the humidity is very, very high.
Oh.
And people live in houses with lots of mold.
And they don't know
they
it.
They don't know about it at all.
Right.
And when I, you know, talking, thanks to your book, I'm talking about mold exposure and stuff like that to my client, and they never even thought about it. It's very surprising.
You know, mold underlies a lot of illness. Mental,
yes.
what we call mental illness, psychosis and ADHD and schizophrenia. It's not just autism, but
right.
mold is implicated, and we go treating behaviors, which is like three steps away from the food and the sensory and you know, nobody's looking at mold. And if you continue to live in a moldy environment and be exposed, you can knock yourselves out with therapies and counseling on behavior management, and you're not going to make the best progress.
Exactly. Just wasting time and money, isn't it? Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah.
So how... Can you talk to your families about the situation in Vietnam with the high humidity? I imagine it is a big problem.
I mean, my daughter herself has allergy to mold since she was young.
Wow.
And I knew about this quite well, but I never thought about it for autistic children until I read your book and other books. You know, you remember... From your book, I bought the book called Is That Your Child by Dr. Doris Rapp?
That was the very first book. Rapp was the absolute first to talk about this.
I love that book, too.
Yep. That book's now over 50 years old.
I know, but still, I think very valid information.
Very valuable, very valid, and she went on television in the United States with Phil Donahue, a talk show host here, and she had perfectly normal looking angelic children who she turned into monsters by exposing them to food and sugar and mold.
Cool.
I mean, it was just amazing how a little bit just made them crazy.
Yeah. You know, I learned from her this practical rotation diet, I think, is just so useful.
her books are very valuable in and understanding what the environment can do and how these kids are poisoned by perfectly edible food, some of them, eggs, and we know wheat, and you're telling me in Vietnam it's rice. I mean, that's crazy talk. Well, Ho, we just are out of time, and I'm so grateful to you for bringing this book out, and I will tell our listeners, if anybody out there needs copies of this in Vietnamese for a family who needs it, please be in touch with me at developdelay@gmail.com, and I will be happy to get them from Hoa as soon as we can. So, yes. Hoa, good luck to you, and I just can't wait to meet you someday. Well, I know we're going to meet at an autism conference sometime soon.
Thank you very much. That was a great opportunity for me to
Okay. Good luck with your circus. Have a lot of fun with your kids.
Yeah, thank you. And good luck with your new book.
Thank you so much.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.